My Father. By E. I. Whiting. He had the rare gift of enthusing those who listened. No outing was quite the same without him. I never remember one of a hunting party coming in so tired or discouraged that Father would not start him cleaning his gun and preparing for the next day. We would leave any crowd or game at any time to hear his stories or go with him. He had a wealth of stories all his own, one to fit every occasion. Some of these were the man so tall he had to climb a ladder to shave himself, the bank that caved into the creek and left the hole sticking out, where the boys used to climb off, the wood demon, etc. His version of Arabian Nights and most of Andersen's fairy tales were unique. His favorite songs were Nellie Gray, Down by the Weeping Willow, Little Maud, Old Horse How Come You Here, and Three Blue Pigeons. His own experiences, one could almost feel he was going with him, as Father told of hunting trips, of killing bears with clubs, the night when he shot to make light, while John shot the bear, of lying still waiting for antelope to come closer, and how a coyote came along and jumped on a rock so close the powder burned its rump when he fired, of how he set the gun and killed the panther that came into camp and stole a deer of the time when he and Uncle Edgar and Uncle Ike followed the outlaws 10 days and nights to recover their stolen horses and brought them back with 2 wounded prisoners. He told us how he used to forge great homemade shackles on tough prisoners for Sheriff Commodore Owens, who would bring his prisoners into the shop and with their legs on the anvil, rivet the hot iron onto them. No prisoner ever escaped from that and no shackle ever came off until they were brought back to the shop. His remarkable judgment as boys worked together, because the advice he gave generally helped. Memory is filled with times when taking his advice brought success and is filled with times when his wise counsel and just decisions made things right. No contract, bid or investment was considered finished until he and mother had passed on it. My most vivid and hallowed memory is of the drink of water he gave me nearly 50 years ago. I was a child of 6, burning up with typhoid fever. Those who called told him water fed a fever, and that the only chance was to keep the water away. Finally, taking mother's hand, he said, "I am going to give him water." He did. I still remember how good it tasted, and how he held my hand all through the night. His judgment saved my life. He had a keen sense of fairness. Children loved him. Uncle John Whiting says he seemed a father to him. He was always fair in adjusting matters between us children, and between others who came to him with their problems. The fun we had with theaters will long be a cherished memory. He saw to it that each one had some part in plays. He was never too tired to go to rehearsals and give us the benefit of his training in elocution and of his natural ability, which, I think, was more help to us than was his schooling.